Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you create the life that you desire. Now, each week on Get Inspired Radio, we're going to bring you guests that have overcome challenges, guests who will inspire you, and guests who are going to share tools and techniques to help you create the life that you desire. Now, I want to encourage you to go to my website, AskSueLondon.com, and sign up for my free newsletter, because when you sign up for that newsletter, you're going to instantly start receiving 10 weekly videos of me sharing the top 10 tools to inspire you to create the life that you desire. So check that out at AskSueLondon.com. Now, I wanted to, we have new listeners that maybe not know this, I have a blog now, and I really want to encourage everyone to go to that. You can get to it through my website, AskSueLondon.com. On the blog, you will find recipes on there. Just today, I posted a gluten-free recipe. It's a crustless quiche, and oh my gosh, it is so good. You got to check it out. And on there, you will see promotions and free gifts from our guests and lots of great information. So I want to encourage you to check out the blog at my website, AskSueLondon.com. Also, send me your questions. A lot of people have been asking me, you know, how did you do this, or how did you get through this and this challenge in your life? Send me the questions, and I would be happy to answer them also on the blog. So, you know, don't hesitate. I'm here to help you. Now, Chris, how are you today, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing great. Every Thursday, Sue, it's a true thing. When I know it's Thursday and it's just getting before the time that you come on the air, I'm doing great.
Oh, well, you know what? I have to tell you, I'm a little bit wired tonight. I got my B12 shot last night, and I'm like a motor mouth tonight, so I have to prepare you. I may be talking more than normal.
In other words, things are normal.
Oh, my God. Oh, you're so cute. What can I say? I know you and I have been talking about this, Chris, but a lot of people, I posted on my Facebook that I'm coming back down to Rhode Island to the station in May, and I've been getting lots of nice feedback through my Facebook fan page. And I had a nice message come today from our favorite cafe, Van Gens.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, they're really excited that we're coming down, and they said, you know, that when we do get in town, they're going to have lunch ready for Ross and I. So I'm really excited. My mouth has already started watering.
Oh, they've got great food down at Van Gent.
They do, you know, and, you know, I have to tell our listeners that if you ever have the opportunity to check out Westerly, Rhode Island, it is such a beautiful little town. And I guess, Chris, in May when I'm down, it's going to be pretty crazy, eh, with a lot more people down there to kick off that big event, Memorial Weekend?
That's right. We have the Virtue Arts Festival, and, of course, we have the most popular beaches in the entire country right here in Rhode Island. A very beautiful location, and it's a very popular tourist destination, especially during the warmer months.
Yeah, well, I'm really looking forward to coming down in May, and we're going to spend some more time, like longer this time. So I'm so excited to be coming back down again and seeing everybody. So we're already getting excited here in the London house about it all.
As are we.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've got a great show today, and we're going to talk about healing with raw food. So, you know, Chris, we might use you as some examples here again tonight. Okay, my friend?
You know, I was actually, and this is, I'm not kidding. I was thinking about before the end of the show, there's a nice sushi place right down the road from the station, which we'll introduce you to next time you're here.
Okay.
It's called Siam Cuisine. They may actually be making a delivery between now and the end of your show.
Oh, is that right? I don't know if I would really want to eat sushi.
Oh.
Is that what you're eating, sushi?
Yeah, but I remember we asked your guest about sushi last time, and she endorsed it, I think.
Yeah, well, you know what, I don't know. I just don't feel the love for that for myself personally. But I think when we had our guest on last time you had spilled spaghetti in your car, if I remember. So
that was that night?
I think so.
Thanks for digging up an old memory, Sue.
No problem. And I hope your mom's listening as a reminder, you know. But, you know, I'm proud of you. You've gone from having spaghetti now to having sushi. Look at you. Have you given up the pop and all that now, too?
I won't tell you what I'm drinking right now, so I won't.
Okay, we won't go there.
Okay.
Well, on to the show, shall we?
Sure.
Folks, today our guest is Raw Chef Pam Nectar-Garabians. Raw Chef Pam has called both Vancouver and San Francisco home, and her international, innovative, healthful culinary style reflects these dynamic cities. With over 10 years in the natural products industry, with the best companies including Whole Foods Market, Do Matcha, Tall Grass, as well as certification in nutrition and herbal medicine. Pam has much to share, especially in the kitchen, where she comfortably turns healthy work into memorable play. Now, from an early age, Pam's life has been filled with delicious events, entertaining with family and friends of all scales, from intimate to grand. Her lifelong love affair with food, mixed with her own journey towards health and raw food, quickly became her new medium. Pam never, ever compromises flavor, nor does she disconnect health with happiness. Pam's raw specialties will surely impress and satisfy. Pam has an infectious joy for life and for the people around her, and it's always such a pleasure for me to talk to this girl. It just, you know, when you meet someone and you just feel like that's your best friend, you know, kind of, Chris, how you and I have our relationship?
You're like brothers and sisters here.
I know. So, you know, this is what this girl's like. So I'm so excited to bring her on the show again today and to inspire you and to educate you. And, you know, let's put the intention out that, you know, let our guest Pam can really get through to our producer, Chris, and really get him into getting rid of that pop. So no pressure on you there, my friend, Chris.
Oh, sure.
So you want to learn more about Pam, go to her website, luxuryjuicefast.com. Pam, welcome to Get Inspired Radio again, my friend.
Thank you so much. You're so delightful and funny. I'm so glad to be back.
Well, you know, it's never a dull moment on the show. And you, like I was saying earlier, I had my B12 shot yesterday. And you know what B12 shots can do, right?
Oh, yeah.
They can really give you energy. And, oh, my family has been saying to me for a day now, stop talking, Mom. You're just like a motor mouth. So just, you know, bring it up if I'm talking too much here. Chris is probably still there shaking his head. But, you know, I'm talking about my B12 shot because what we put in us really can affect our body, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's the most important thing that we can do, and we get to choose what we eat every day.
Exactly. It's all about choice. Did you hear that, my friend Chris?
I'm actually on the phone screening calls right now, Sue, for you.
Yeah, no pressure to my poor producer. You know, folks, if you're listening, I want you to know I really love this man. It sounds like I'm picking on him, but, you know, I just love him so much that I really want to see him be healthy. So anytime I can bring a guest on that can help him, I'm surely going to point him out. So I do love you, Chris. Now, Pam, let's tell our listeners, what is raw food?
Well, raw food is basically food that's still in its natural form, in its natural state. So food that's not been cooked above about 114, depending on the food, about 114 degrees.
Okay.
So that means that the food is still vibrant, the water in the food is still vibrant, and it still has all of its nutrients and enzymes and energy still available for us.
You know, I thought when I heard people say, you know, I eat raw foods, I thought, how the heck could they survive? That I thought they ate, like, raw carrots and celery and, like, raw vegetables and dip all the time. Like, that's really...
I thought the same thing.
You know? Yeah. And it is so much more. Yeah. Now, so give us an idea of some foods that would be part of this. Right?
Right. So all your veggies, all your nuts, you know, and then there's a lot of different superfoods, as we know them as superfoods, like spirulina and different, you know, berries and all that stuff. Like everything that sprouts, which are high in protein and super nutrient dense, you know, there's actually a lot of things. Like when you go through the grocery store and you think about all the stuff that hasn't been, you know, processed or cooked, you really do have a lot of options. And then just like with regular cooking, you know, there's so much creative expression that can happen And there's so many things to mix and enjoy. And with raw food, it's just the same, you know?
So, like, raw foods, like, now that would not be potatoes, though, right?
Right, because you wouldn't want to eat those raw. Those need to be cooked.
Okay, so when you're saying that these are foods that are only cooked to a certain temperature, mm-hmm. it has, like, potatoes, even though you cook them, because you don't eat them raw, they wouldn't be under this diet.
Exactly. They're not considered raw food.
Okay.
However, even the raw food gurus in the world say that a raw food diet is really, if you're eating 80% raw food and 20% cooked food, you can call yourself a raw food person.
Okay.
I don't think that, I believe in moderation in all things, and everybody's different, like, especially when you consider where we live. Like, for you in wintertime, raw food wouldn't really not work. But it's something to incorporate. And so cooked potatoes along with a lot of raw food, great.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And, you know, I find that when I have, like, the vegetables and the salads and that, and don't have the meat, I feel healthier. I've really been finding that. I was saying earlier in the show, folks, that on my blog, you'll see a recipe for crustless quiche. And I found when I was eating that the other night, my husband and I ate it, and we said to each other, how do you feel? And we both said we felt so great. We felt energized. And we were saying that what we found was because there was no additives, number one, it was homemade. There was no gluten. There was none of that, you know, the heavy starches and that in it. We felt so good from that. And, you know, we've incorporated that in our, having that once a week in our meals. But that's what I find when I eat my vegetables and the salads. I feel healthy and energized. And that's really how we should feel every time we eat, right?
Absolutely. That's really how we should be feeling. And, you know, when we combine different foods that we shouldn't, and especially meat, you know, it takes a lot of energy for our bodies to digest. And that's why after a big meal, you often want to kind of have a snooze. And that's how much energy it takes to digest. And so it's really wise to think about eating lighter and eating nutrient-dense food because you don't have to, you eat less. It's much richer.
Yeah.
And it's amazing when your body starts to get what it needs.
Uh-huh.
You don't think in terms of eating too much or, you know.
No, it's absolutely fantastic. We have to take a break in a minute here, but I want to share with everyone, you can call in today and you can ask Pam your questions because this is kind of a topic that it can be confusing. So don't be shy. Ask your questions. This is how we all learn. We'll learn together. Now, the phone number you call is 1-800-930-2819. The number again is 1-800-930-2819. You can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on transformationtalkradio.com. That's found on the homepage on transformationtalkradio.com. So stay tuned. That we'll be back right after this short break, and then we'll talk about more about juicing and raw foods. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com. Get inspired. create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Come to Seattle February 16th through the 20th for the 20th annual Women of Wisdom Conference. The theme is Radiate the Divine Feminine. Our world is ready. Our featured guests are Jean Houston, Jean Shinoda Bolin, Imsara, Yubaka Hill, and Naomi Tutu. Join Women of Wisdom for experiential life-changing workshops and evening presentations to inspire you. You can choose to attend the whole weekend or individual events. No charge for visiting. Daily activities such as the Goddess Market, Art Show, Tea House, and receive a reading or a healing at the temple. Are you ready to join a community of women who support each other in their journey to discover and develop their passions and purpose in life? Women of Wisdom is the place to be this February 16th through the 20th. Go to womenofwisdom.org to discover all the diverse offerings Women of Wisdom has to offer you. See you there.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My guest today is raw chef Pam Nectar Garabians, and our topic is healing with raw foods. Folks, I'm sitting here laughing during break, and I'm having a hard time keeping a straight face. You know, when I ask you all to put out intentions of helping my producer eat healthy, well, you all have such strong vibes, and you've just helped a miracle happen here. Chris, don't kill me, but we have to tell everybody you just made a wise dinner choice, and I'm so proud of you.
Well, the choice hasn't been made until I get the phone number for Siam Cuisine, because I don't know the number off the top of my head.
Okay, well, listeners in Westerly, Rhode Island, what's the number you're looking for, Chris? They'll give you a call for it.
Siam Cuisine, which is right up the road from the radio station.
There you go. Can I share your choices, what you're going to have for dinner? Is that all right?
Sure, you can share the choices. Go right ahead.
Okay, Chris was asking Pam during the break, folks, should he have fried chicken for dinner or sushi? Now, Pam, I want you to, can we just, because we've got people asking, you know, what should I have, this or this, can you share kind of what you said about the pros and cons about the sushi?
Absolutely. So I love sushi. I'm from Vancouver, so you know I'm a big sushi lover. But here's my thing with sushi. Once in a while, I think, you know, it's really, really great, but you really want to make sure that your place that, where you get your sushi from is using wild fish and not farmed fish, because the wild fish are damaged by the farmed fish. You want to make sure that you ask your restaurant, is it wild or is it farmed, and stick with wild.
And you know, one of the things, Chris, don't kill me. I think this is a realistic.
Sue, I can never kill you.
Well, but because, you know, I was smiling because I know myself, you know, when I'm learning how to eat a proper diet, it's like, well, should I have this? Is this good for me or is this? And one of the questions that folks that Chris was asking was, should I have this fried chicken or have this sushi when I don't know if it's that proper kind? And so Pam was advising him, have the sushi. Whether it is the, oh my gosh, Pam, what, wild?
Wild, yeah.
Wild. That versus farm, that would be better. So, you know, if you're thinking right now, what are my options for a meal, call in right now and ask Pam your questions and your concerns, because this girl's very knowledgeable, and I'm so proud of Chris. I have to tell him that, you know, this is a big move he's just made, so I'm so proud of you. But folks, call in, ask your questions, 1-800-930-2819, or ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. Now, Pam, let's talk about juice fasting. What is that, and how can it help you?
Well, juice fasting is basically limiting yourself to having just green juice. And so that would be a juice made of, like, cucumbers and parsley and celery and kale and all kinds of yummy green things, different herbs and so on. And what happens when you juice fast is mm-hmm. your body is receiving all the nutrients it needs, and it's a detoxifying diet of the green juice. But
okay.
as we said earlier, it takes a lot of energy to digest food, and so you're eliminating all fiber in your diet. So your digestive system gets a break. And when you give your body, when you give your digestive tract that break, all okay. that energy gets to go and flow to other parts of your body, and it goes into healing and rejuvenation mode like you wouldn't believe. So there's a lot of places that do juice fasting. We do at Audi, and what's amazing is the healing that can happen. When you give your body this, it's a physical reboot, and it's also mm-hmm. a spiritual reboot as well, but especially physically, your body just says, oh, thank you very much. The first time I juice fasted, I effortlessly lost 20 pounds.
Wow.
And it never came back. It was all because a lot of the toxins that we carry around hang out in our fat cells. And so when you go on a juice fast, you're detoxing and your body's mm-hmm. releasing that fat in a healthy, good way. And your body just says, thank you very much.
Okay. I'm sorry I'm sounding so confused. I'm getting some messages here that the owner of the Siam Cuisine is listening, and he called in to tell you he is both wild and farmed. So anyone eating in Westerly, you can go to the Siam Cuisine. Thank you to the owner for calling in and confirming that. And there we go. So isn't that wonderful? You know, the joy of the radio, we can help others, and we know where to go now in Westerly. When you're talking about the juice fasting, Pam, you know my story. I had Crohn's disease in my past. It's now healed. But when I was very sick, I couldn't eat foods. I would, you know, put it in me and out it would come right away. And I discovered that juicing was the thing that saved my life. But you know what I juiced was carrots. Mm-hmm. And I would have like a sip at a time, but that's what, you know, kept me alive, basically. I turned orange. But,
yeah,
you know,
that'll happen.
Yeah, it looked like I had the greatest tan, you know,
yay.
But that's what got me through, you know, the challenges I went through. Now, you're saying specifically green stuff in the fasting. So can you share with the listeners what, like if they're at home and they want to, you know, juice something, or can they put it in their blender? Can somebody at home listening, give them some direction, can you, of what they can do now?
Yeah, absolutely. So,
okay.
So first of all, with the juicing, you do want to use some sort of a juicer, because not a blender, because you want to be able to remove the fiber and just take the juice from the plants. That's that's kind of a critical piece. You don't want to blend things and just make smoothies. You want to just take the juice. Juicers come in all shapes and sizes and costs. The other option is if you only have a blender, there's these things called, well, you could strain it after you could blend some veggies and then strain it, and that would be okay, but you really want to remove the fiber. And it doesn't, you can certainly go all green. Most people, I think that's pretty common, but typically what we would do is we would have some other options, like lemon juice and a bit of carrot juice or maybe a bit of beet juice. And depending on the people's situations and their individuality, you can mix it with different little bits of this and that, you know, apple juice or carrot juice or beet juice.
So is there anything that you would say would be a safe juice that anybody listening could make?
Absolutely. Like any green juice is safe for anybody. People that may be working through diabetes, they want to avoid the carrots and the apples and the beets.
Because they're high in sugar.
Sugar in those.
Yeah.
However, green juice is great for everybody. So cucumbers, celery, spinach, you know, some cilantro and parsley and basil, all those yummy green herbs. That makes a wonderful green juice that anybody can have.
Okay. So like how much would you put in for, say, one cup? Like, can you kind of give an idea of a recipe to someone right now? Am I putting
you
on this?
Probably. If you had a juicer, I would say for one serving, I would say one cucumber, half a stalk of half a head of celery, and maybe one bunch of parsley and one bunch of basil, and you would have a really yummy drink.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
And you know, I like having the cucumber and the carrot as a juice. And, you know, when you get used to using a juicer, and you have the homemade apple juice, and then you go buy a can of apple juice, what a difference.
Oh, it's just night and day.
It is.
A juicer, you know, a juicer is such a great investment because even if you just start, and the thing is with the raw food and juicing and all of it, it's a process, you know. It's not something that people can, I think, often just adopt in an instant. It's something that you want to start. You know?
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you're making healthier choices, and then you might be making juice once a week or maybe just on weekends, and then next thing you know, you're doing it more often. And and that's so wonderful. So I think getting a juicer is a great place to start.
Well, I know I got my juicer back in 1989. We got it from a health store, and I think we paid about $700 for it back then. It was a lot of money, but it saved my life. So that was really nothing when you look at it like that, right?
Absolutely.
But, and we still have it. We still use it. And this is all these years later, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, the cheaper ones are not the best quality because they won't grind it up and get the juice out of it, right?
That's right. And there's different, you know, there's some research to be done because there's certain juices that are juicers that are better for certain things versus others. You know, there's if you go on to the internet, though, there are so many, and the companies that sell them are usually so helpful in their customer service, and you get to ask questions and, well, what if I was using this? And, you know, it's not hard to find the one that's going to suit people for the types of fruits and veggies they see themselves juicing.
Yeah, yeah. And the people that are selling them, they are very helpful. It's very true, for sure. Yeah. One of the things that I find now, you know, eating a healthy diet and not having the gluten and, you know, really eating good, I find I'm preparing everything. Now, do you find that you're spending more time preparing food because of this diet?
No. I have gotten to a place now, and I've cooked my entire life. I've gotten to a place now where I spend far less time cooking because I understand with raw foods, it's like, first of all, you eliminate the cooking time, so there's that.
Yeah.
And you can, it's easy to sort of blend things that go together and create a really satisfying, wonderful meal without, you know, that's not time-consuming. For example, today I threw together a really quick lunch, and I just chopped up some kale and some cabbage and some cilantro and half a mango, and I made a dressing in the blender with some ginger and some garlic and some Bragg's amino acids and some olive oil. And that was it. And it was a really yummy Thai sort of fresh, crunchy kale and mango salad. And, you know, and now I understand with, you know, combining different flavors and things that work together, how simple it is to put something together that is just, you know, raw foods, because they're still vibrant, they're still living, they're, you know, they, it's really kind of more satisfying once you get into it.
Yeah, it's true. It's absolutely true. So anyone listening, don't use this as an excuse that it's going to take more time from you. Pam, we've got to go to a commercial. Okay. When we come back, folks, we're going to inspire and educate you some more. And to learn more about Pam while we're on the break, you can go to her website, luxuryjuicefast.com. Check out my website as well, asksuelondon.com. Sign up for that free newsletter and start getting those inspiring videos once a week for 10 weeks. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529 or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy. Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have Chef Pam Nectar Garabians here with us today, and the topic is healing with raw foods. Now, Pam, we've talked about the juicing. What are the benefits of eating raw foods? We've talked about, you know, you've lost weight, you have more energy. What can having a diet like that do for you? What other benefits is there?
Well, for certainly weight loss and certainly energy, and it's a rejuvenative diet. So, you know, it's something that allows your body to heal other things. You know, when we're busy digesting cooked foods, it just takes so much energy. And so when you're eating a raw food diet, your body is, it's just a much lighter load. And so, you know, I work with the most amazing doctor, Dr. Mariana Fisher, and she's 61 and looks 31, and that's what happens with the raw food diet.
Okay, can I ask you a question? We have a question here on the instant feedback area. It's from Ariella. Thank you, Ariella, for sending this question. I think it's a really great one. Her question is, what about those of us who are already slender and have no weight to lose? When I tried to do a juice fast in the past, I lost weight, which was not healthy for me to do. What's your suggestions?
You know, juice fasting has to be, I feel, medically supervised. That's what we do here at Audi, because everybody's different. This is a great question.
Okay.
So when people have no weight to lose, and when people also, like, another big issue is blood pressure. If you have low blood pressure, these are not people that you want to fast the way I could fast or even you could fast to. And so it's important to have a naturopath present that knows about fasting and the effects. And I would suggest in that case, without knowing more about the individual, that you would do a modified juice fast. So you might incorporate some fruit or something that's really effortless for your body to digest, and you would modify it for that person.
Okay, so give us an example when you're saying modify. So what would you say, how would you see their day play out with the food they intake or the juices or whatever?
For example, they would probably start with a fruit juice. Something with a lot of calories in it, like sugars and energy and all that stuff.
What's an example?
Like apple juice, carrot juice, beet juice, grapefruit juice, all of those are options. And if need be, even so much as having some actual fruit to slow down the detox process.
Okay.
And so maybe they have an apple to start off the day. And then they have some green juice midday. And then maybe in the evening they do more of a tomato juice or something a little richer and thicker. And the other thing, too, is you could also add back some of that fiber so that your body's not sloughing off quite so quickly. You're slowing down the detox process based on what the person can handle.
Okay. Okay. So if a person is already slender, like Ariella is saying, and they do this juice fast and they lose more weight, then should that be like a sign for them to know, wait a minute, this is not right. I should be under the care of a naturopath doing this process?
Yeah, I would say so. Absolutely. Especially for the first or second fast, you know, I think it's really important, really, really, really important that you go ahead and make sure that a doctor's monitoring you and seeing how you're going, because it's not just about getting off of food and fasting. It's, you know, everybody's different. There's different things to monitor, and there's definitely, you know, things can happen, like headache and fatigue and nausea and blood sugar rebalancing, and there's different things that happen that, you know, it's important to be monitored, for sure.
Well, I've done cleanses myself, and I only do the cleanses under the care of a naturopathic doctor. And one of the things I was had happened for me, even under his care, was that I had a meal replacement shake in the morning, and I had done a workout. This was my fault. I had the meal replacement shake. I didn't have enough in me. I went to the gym. My blood sugar dropped down, and I passed out.
Yeah.
And I had never experienced that before. And again, I thought I was one that knew how much you had to eat before you work out. And, you know, and even with knowing what I did, that threw me off. So it's always important to be, you know, supervised with this. I totally agree. And I want to make that clear to everybody. So,
absolutely.
Ariel.
There's pH to be monitored. There's blood pressure to be monitored. Mm-hmm. You know, there's things that you want to be aware of. Absolutely.
Yeah. Very good. Now, we have to tell everybody where you are.
Uh-huh.
Because...
I'm in Sedona, Arizona.
And are you going to tell me you have nice warm weather now, too?
It's really sunny, and I wore flip-flops today.
Oh, here we go about the flip-flops again, girl. Every time I talk to this girl, guys, I'm in, like, warm, like, boots and warm, you know, sweaters, and she's in her shorts and her flip-flops.
Yeah, it's Arizona. You know, there's cactus and stuff.
Yeah, Sedona, Arizona is a beautiful place, but you've got a center there. Do you want to tell everybody about your center? Because, you know, there's probably a lot of listeners that do go to Sedona and they do want to check you out. So what's the name of your center? Where's it located?
It's called ADI, a Center for Enlightened Healing.
Okay.
And what we do is we offer medically supervised juice fast in a really yummy luxury environment. And you're monitored every day. Every day starts with yoga and meditation, and then there's lots of juice and wonderful activities and entertainment and different things that we keep everybody occupied throughout the week. And we fast together, like a big happy family, for 6 days. And then there's followed by 3 days of raw food instruction with me in the kitchen. And it's a wonderful retreat. It's a really amazing gift to give yourself.
Yeah, and Sedona, folks, if you've never been there, I've been there, and oh my gosh, what a healing place that is. I've never experienced anything like that in the world, and my daughter that came with me at the time, she was 16, and she now says that's her favorite place in the world. You know, and she's been to Hawaii and different places, and Sedona's her favorite. So,
Sedona's,
you know,
a special little place.
It really is. It's a magical healing place for sure. So, folks, you do want to check out Pam's location. And your location, tell everybody your website again.
LuxuryJuiceFast.com.
Now, am I putting you in the spot by asking you how your book's coming?
No. My book is really, really coming along great. In fact, I'm just about to start taking pictures of some of the food that I'm making.
Oh,
and
good.
Yeah, it's really exciting too. And I can't wait to share it with you and soon everybody else too.
Well, I know when we talked last time, you were doing your book, and I wanted to see how it was going, because I know a lot of people have been asking me, what are some recipes you could share? Now, we've just got a couple more minutes before we're done this part of the show, so can you share, you know, maybe another recipe that somebody can try?
Yeah, by all means. Let me think. How about my favorite smoothie? This is my favorite smoothie, and you don't need anything fancy. You just need a high-powered blender.
Okay.
So this is a drink that got me started a couple years ago when I was getting into raw food. So believe it or not, you're going to put in there a whole head of romaine lettuce, a banana, a couple of dates, and a teaspoon or more, if you like, of spirulina, which is a blue-green algae that's loaded with protein. So you have the lettuce, the banana, the dates, and the spirulina. And that happy foursome is the yummiest combination. It's kind of fruity sweet, but it's also veggie and fresh. It's high in enzymes, it's high in protein, and it's potassium and all those good things. And dates help you, you know, it's wonderful energy. That's a great way to start the day. So
well,
try
that's
that,
amazing. That's great. Now, maybe what I'll get you to do, Pam, is if this is okay with you, if you can email me that recipe, okay. And then I'll put it up on the blog so that if
great.
Maybe somebody listening did not get that recipe, then you can go to the blog at AskSueLondon.com and then you can check that out. Now, any other suggestions what people can try for foods?
Yeah, so let me think. There's a dish that I just made for a couple of luncheons here the other day. It was really mm-hmm. popular, and I
okay.
love it, is a raw ratatouille.
Okay.
So, ratatouille is typically stewed veggies, and it's all, you know, cooked down, and it's really yummy, and I just do a raw version. So I will dice eggplant, celery, zucchini, peppers, fennel, mushrooms, olives,
okay.
and tomatoes, whatever veggies you want. You kind of can't go wrong. And then you make a sauce with fresh tomatoes and sun-dried tomatoes, olive oil, herbs de Provence, some lemon juice, and you mix that together in the blender, and then you simply marinate those chopped veggies, those diced veggies, in that sauce overnight.
Uh-huh.
And in the morning, it's as though they've been cooked.
Wow.
It's the yummiest raw deliciousness. And the fennel's still crunchy, but it's taken in some of that olive oil and the sun-dried tomatoes and the herbs de Provence. And, you know, it's like, and the eggplant takes in that olive oil, and so does the zucchini, and it allows it to sort of act cooked. But it's not, and it's wonderful.
Wow. Well, that sounds like a recipe you better send me to put up on the blog, too, because
okay,
my mouth
cool.
is watering as you're talking about that.
Raw ratatouille is really yummy, and it'll definitely be in the book.
Wow. Well, that's good. Now, we've got a minute left to our segment here. Is there anything you want to share with anybody that I haven't covered? Have you got any events coming up or any inspiration
you
want
to share? We have a lot of events coming up. There's our retreats here, as well as there's discussion of Maui and Egypt. There's all kinds of things brewing, actually, Sue.
Okay.
But one thing I just really want to encourage people to think about is, you know, when I first juice fasted, it was not only, I just, one thought on the juice fasting, not only was it good for my body, but it was really amazing for my spirit. It's
uh-huh.
been a part of spiritual practice for centuries, and I really encourage people to try cleaner diets because it allows for cleaner thoughts.
And, you know, adding to that, I found myself I the same thing, that when
yeah.
you're eating better, your senses, your gifts, your awareness, you just become more clear. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
It is
yeah.
amazing. I recently read my story from my first juice fast, and I was so blown away. So I really want people to be aware of that.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. Folks, you can check out Pam Nectar Garabians at luxuryjuicefest.com. I'll get Pam to send me those messages. We will get them up on my blog that's found on AskSueLondon.com. And check those out. And Pam, as always, my friend, it's always fun to share time with you. So thanks for being on the show today. It went so fast.
I did go so fast again. It was so my pleasure, too. Thank you so much.
Good. Well, we're just going to take a quick break, folks. And when we come back, I'm going to talk to you about emotionally healing. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Was that ever an informative and inspiring segment we just had with Pam? I want to tell you that we are waiting for Chris has ordered sushi, and that wonderful company restaurant in Westerly is delivering it to him now. So hopefully we'll be able to hear from Chris if he loves his sushi over spaghetti and fried chicken. So let's hope we can get him back on the show as well before we end. Now, I have to share a story with you here, and it's kind of one that we've talked about, the physical, you know, the eating and that, but we're going to talk now about emotional health. Today, my cleaning lady and I were talking about emotional healing and health, and she said this phrase to me that I want to share with you, because I think it's one that we can all really remember. Where the mind goes, the body follows. Let me say this again. Where the mind goes, the body follows. You know, she's so right, because if you think of doom and gloom and disaster, your body is going to feel out of sorts. You will feel tired. You'll feel achy, drained, and you may feel depressed and even frustrated. Folks, I have coached over 8,000 people with bowel disease, and I saw a real pattern in them. And I saw the pattern that I used to have in myself when I was sick and flared up with having Crohn's disease. In my past, I was somebody who was a huge worrier, who was stressed a lot. Or let me take that back. I was stressed all the time. I kept myself living in the past, or I would jump to the future. I wasn't a grounded person. I was scattered and dizzy. I didn't care about myself. I put myself last. I was so full of fear. It was really wild. Then I was introduced to a powerful, life-changing book that was called You Can Heal Your Life by Louise L. Hay. I learned from that book about my own healing journey and that I was really the one making my own self sick. I was responsible 100% for the state of my healing. Now, I know some of you may listen, might take that a little hard and think, you know, I don't know, I'm not 100%. There's this happens and this happens and this is part of my family and my genes. But you know what, folks? We truly are 100% responsible. It's all about the choices we make. Now, in Heal Your Life, the book, Louise shares the emotional cause for various conditions, diseases, etc. Now, for Crohn's disease, the emotional cause is, and get this, fear, worry, not feeling good enough. Does this sound familiar to any of you bowel condition sufferers listening? Well, this was certainly me. I was so full of fear. I worried about everything, and I never felt good enough. By simply saying an affirmation over and over, do you know that it can shift your mind to actually believing otherwise? Affirmations are such an incredibly powerful tool to use. And so in this book, Louise gives you the affirmation that goes along with your emotional cause. So, for example, with Crohn's disease, the affirmation is, now if you've got a pen, you might want to write this down. The affirmation for Crohn's disease is, I love and approve of myself. I am doing the best I can. I am wonderful. I am at peace. Okay, let me tell you that again. Okay, in case you're writing this down, I love and approve of myself. I am doing the best I can. I am wonderful. I am at peace. Folks, I can tell you firsthand that by saying this affirmation over and over and over, and while saying it, really feeling it, it really improved my health, and it can do the same for you. It's a powerful, powerful tool to use. Now, let me give you another example. You may not have Crohn's disease or bowel conditions, but maybe you're overweight. So let's look at what Louise says about being overweight, okay? She says in her book that the emotional cause for being overweight is the following: fear, need for protection, running away from feelings, insecurity, self-rejection, seeking fulfillment. Now, if you're overweight, is this sounding familiar to you? Here's the affirmation that you can say to help you start changing that right now, today. Okay, this is what you're going to say. So if you've got a pen, write this down. I am at peace with my own feelings. I am safe where I am. I create my own security. I love and approve of myself. Okay, so let me say that again for you. I am at peace with my own feelings. I am safe where I am. I create my own security. I love and approve of myself. Now, you may find that as you put your focus on saying this affirmation and really feeling it, okay, that's the important part. You got to feel it as you're saying it. You may start finding some changes happening within you. You might find that you desire to eat healthier, okay? You may have a desire to let go of some negative emotions that are holding you back. You may even find that you're out, wanting to get in your house and cleaning out that living space. And you may even find that you're motivated to start exercising. How awesome would that be, right? Miracles do happen. And when you put out the intention that you want to improve your health, I can tell you firsthand that the right people start to show up at the right time to help you with what you need. That book title again, folks, is You Can Heal Your Life by Louise L. Hay. You can purchase that book through my website, AskSueLondon.com. Just simply click on the products tab and then resources, and you'll see that book on there along with other recommended reading books that I recommend. Now, to learn more about my personal journey of healing Crohn's disease, illness, abuse, divorce, being given 30 minutes to live, and having a near-death experience, you can purchase your own copy of my personal life story book called Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. You can purchase that through my website, AskSueLondon.com, or you can phone this toll-free number, 800-266-5564. Again, that number is 1-800-266-5564. And when you're at the website, make sure you sign up for that free newsletter to start instantly receiving 10 weekly inspiring videos of me sharing the top 10 inspiring videos that give you tools and techniques to create the life that you desire. Now, I want to thank my very special guest today, Chef Pam Nectar-Garbiens, for being with us. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Please join me every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time and 3 p.m. Pacific Time. Now, next week, my special guest is going to be Mark Romero, and the topic is Vibrational Success, Unleash the Magnificent in You. Now, Mark works with music and its vibration to help one heal. He's amazing, and his music is incredible. Now, during that show, some lucky callers are going to be able to experience healing issues with prosperity, health, and taking their senses and gifts to a higher level. So make sure you tune in for that show and call in early. On behalf of my guest, Pam Nectar-Garbiens, and myself, Sue London, we wish you much love and many blessings. I look forward to inspiring you next week, same time. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.